All right, well, joining us now, we have Symetra Tour player and soon-to-be LPGA Tour player in 2016, Daniela Iacobelli. Welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, I threw it out there, Symetra Tour last year, LPGA in 2016. How cool is that?
It's a very good feeling. It is definitely a goal accomplished.
Yeah, well, so things are going to be different, aren't they? I mean, we're going from kind of some, you know, condensed travel. The Symetra Tour does a really good job at, for the most part, kind of putting you in parts of the country and not sending you, from point A to point Z. The LPGA, on the other hand, goes where the money is, so you kind of go all over the place. Are you ready for all this travel and all the excitement that goes along with it?
I am hoping that I can gain some status on an airline company before the end of the year. I'm pumped.
Hello, NetJets.
Yeah, right? That'd be a good plug. That's nice.
So, Daniela, when the schedule came out and you were able to look at it, I know we knew how the season would begin, but when it finally came out and you were able to look at it, have you played some of those courses?
Yeah, I actually I had status on the LPGA in 2013. I got my card in 2012. So I've played actually quite a few of the tournaments that we'll be in. I kind of struggle to remember some of the holes, but for the most part.
That's okay.
You know, that's a lot of golf. But I'm sure once I get out there, I'll have a better idea and kind of remember things a little better. But, yeah, I've played in quite a few of them and seen a lot of the courses. The courses haven't changed. Have some new venues, some new stuff, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so what's going to be different this time, now that this is going to be your we'll call it your second tour of getting out there? What's different about you and your game that maybe didn't allow you to be as successful when you got your card last time?
I've noticed a lot of changes in how I practice. I've kind of zeroed in on weaknesses that I have. And I've been trying to practice my weaknesses a lot more, which helped me a great deal last year. But I think going back to what we were saying of seeing some of the courses, I think that's just going to be a huge help, having seen quite a few of those courses before. My first time around, I mean, you're trying to take everything in. You're trying to golf, and you're trying to kind of figure out the course all in one. So it gets a little hectic, but I feel like taking one of those things off, maybe I won't be as starstruck this time around, and having seen the courses, I think it's going to be a little easier for me to adjust.
Well, and one of the things you won't have to adjust to that many players do is your length. I mean, we were looking it up before you came on. You would rank 8th on the LPGA Tour in driving distance, so that's not something you have to worry about. So what are you working on in your game to get ready? What are those weaknesses?
I've been working a lot on the short game. You're not going to hit every green. No one hits every green. And the biggest thing is just trying to minimize mistakes if you do miss a green. I've become a lot less errant with my tee shots, which is probably why my driving average has gone down, maybe, so to speak. But I've given up a little bit of length just to become more accurate. And that's helped me a lot, especially in the last year. Hitting more fairways instead of trying to get some Sebi Ballesteros crazy shots out of the woods, you know?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, your driving accuracy, you ranked 82nd on the Symetra Tour, but you were still hitting 70% of the fairways. And I bet you if you use the PGA Tour stats about, you know, how many of those tee shots you could actually get on the green, whether they were in the fairway or not, I mean, you're probably up around 80-85%. Of those tee shots. So, you know, there's probably another 15% that didn't hit the fairway that were probably close enough that gave you an opportunity to hit it on the green. So as you parlay that into the LPGA Tour in 2016, do you think, and being out there before, you know, you see somebody like a Paula, what's her name? Not Paula Creamer, Morgan Pressel, who doesn't hit it as far, versus Alexi Thompson, and you're able to see how those two different games can, you know, have success as they do, you know, and okay, so maybe you're somewhere in between that. So what do you do? Do you work more on the length, or do you work more on the or on the accuracy in terms of, you know, going out there in the LPGA Tour?
I think I tend to focus more on the approach shots. There might be a couple of you know, erratic shots off the tee.
Right.
But if I can hone in my clubs to hit the green, you know, I mean, when you watch Tiger Woods in his prime, when you watch Bubba, when you watch Phil, how many times do they hit the fairway? It's minimal.
Right.
Right? But they can hit the green from anywhere. So I kind of take that approach myself, because if I have the opportunity to hit a driver and there's really nothing that's crazy and that's going to put me in trouble, I'm going to hit the driver. And, you know, if you're a little bit in the rough or maybe you got to hit a little punch shot or whatever it is, as long as my irons show up, I think that eases tension with my driver. So, honestly, I can't tell you the last time I worked with the driver on the range. For me, it's been more so let's focus on the approach shots, because those are the ones where you're going to make par, you're going to make birdie.
Well, we here on the show have been advocating for a long time, telling, you know, even just the average golfer, hey, it's more important to shave 3 or 4 strokes from your round than get 10 or 15 more yards on your drive. So kudos to you. I mean, I love that you're not hitting driver in practice. I think that's great.
No, I've done a couple of rounds where I don't have any fairway woods in my bag, where I'm just hitting iron.
Nice.
Just a couple things to kind of switch it up. I mean, it can get, when you play the same courses in the off season, I mean, most of us, for the most part, we play the same course just about every single day. You got to switch it up a little bit. So if it means I got to play the ladies tees and I'm hitting irons, or if I'm going to play the tips and hit irons, I mean, you're going to learn a lot and you're going to have more shots in your bag. And I think that's what's crucial. If you can have the ability to have different shots, that's going to help you out in the long run, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're excited to be joined today by Daniela Iacobelli, who was one of our favorites here in Charlotte, but won't be back because she's on the LPGA Tour now. And as you talk about, you know, what you have in your bag, you've got a big decision to make coming up here. What are you doing with regard to who's going to be carrying your bag?
That is actually something that has been in the back of my mind. I've kind of been putting it off, hoping that it will take care of itself.
And that's usually a good way to handle big decisions.
I mean, yeah, I'm a bit of a procrastinator, but it's still open. I have a couple of guys set up for the first couple of events. Between scheduling and finances, it becomes tough. If it's going to come down to getting a local caddy, I might do that. Until I can find someone that I genuinely feel like we can click, or until I get that big sponsorship from NetJets and I can just hire whoever I want.
All right. So from a caddy perspective, just in case somebody's listening,
I'm listening,
and they want to jump on the bag. Are you the keep up, shut up type person, or are you the one that wants to be given, you know, yardage, carry distance, you know, from the back, or, you know, all the data, or are you the one that gets the data yourself, or how does it work with you? I mean, what kind of information, do you need out of a caddy?
I think I'm a little bit of both. I'm very laid back on the course. But if there's something that I don't know, I kind of want my caddy to have that answer. I can get my yardages. I passed kindergarten math. That's fairly self-explanatory. But, you know, maybe I need to know exactly what it is to cover that ridge, or exactly what it is to cover that bunker. And that's something that a caddy would do, you know, when he's walking the course and kind of prepping. And when I go out for a practice round, my thing is I need to come up with a game plan. I need to figure out where's the best place to attack certain pins. Do I want to hit driver? Do I want to hit three wood? Where do I want to position myself? So I don't really focus on pacing off greens and analyzing yardages in that aspect. So that's kind of where my caddy comes in. I just want to be able to, hey, how much do we have behind the pin? He's going to be like 6. And I'll be like, perfect, let's go.
I don't know. With Common Core these days, it might take you 20 minutes to figure out the yardage.
Oh, my gosh, how horrible is that stuff? I've Googled it. I do not understand it. You're so right.
Yeah, what is a reasonable answer? No. How about what used to be the right answer?
Yeah.
If you get the answer right, it's wrong because it wasn't the reasonable answer.
Because you didn't go about it the certain way.
Right.
That stuff's crazy. I feel bad for kids.
Well,
that's hard enough.
Yeah, so how far do we have to the hole? Well, give me a minute. I'm going to give you a reasonable yardage here shortly, and if that's not good enough for you, then I can't help you.
It's going to be interesting to see the kids who are learning math now when they decide to be professional golfers, huh?
Well, sort of like we've seen a few players complain about they play metric in their heads and have to do the conversion all the time, which I think is an excuse for poor play, but whatever.
It's not easy.
Or slow play.
When we went to Australia, that gives you that 10, that give or take 10%. I mean, that's tough.
All right, so a successful 2016 on the LPGA Tour for you will be what?
I want to win, mostly because a first-time winner gets a Rolex.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, I mean, my goals are big. My goals are very, very high. And I'm hoping that I can work hard in the next 5 weeks and keep working through the season and obtain them.
All right, do you dare tell us a course or a tournament or a place that you're just more comfortable than any other and you think that's the tournament that you think you can do best in?
Well, I have very good memories from playing in Phoenix. Mm. I shot, at the time, it was my career low round, and it was a bogey 365 on the second day in my first domestic LPGA event. So
wow.
I'm pretty excited to get back there. But I genuinely enjoy, I mean, God, there's so many different stops, but I genuinely enjoyed Williamsburg when we went to the Kingsmill Championship.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was probably one of the most amazingly run events I've ever been to. I mean, there's just so many volunteers, and the fans were great. It was such a fun event. I can't even, like, pinpoint one. I loved going to Portland. Looking forward to going back to Ocala. That's a unbelievable course. If anyone ever has the opportunity to play that course, highly suggest it.
That's great.
Well, do you know where your season's going to begin? Where do you know what your first stop's going to be? Are you going out there event one? What do you have planned?
Yeah, event one is the last week of January in the Bahamas.
Yep.
We're going to be at Atlantis, so I will be there. The hotel's booked, the flight's booked. I'm ready to go.
Wow. It's awesome.
I'm going to have to try and not abuse the water park and remember I have to practice.
Oh, now Daniela, the water park, the casino. I mean, Atlantis is fun. It's almost, you know, it's a built-in distraction. People go there to vacation to get away from work. You're going there to work.
I know. And I keep telling everybody that my first tournament's in Atlantis, and they're like, oh, how nice. And I'm like, but I'm only there for 6 days, and I got to work all six of them.
Yeah.
So I don't even get. I think tournaments should start being 2 weeks.
Yes.
Where the week before or the week after you get to vacate.
I like that, and they really should start the season someplace crappy like Wichita.
It'd be a little chilly.
Yeah, it'd be chilly in Wichita in January.
Yeah, you're right. We should start going to smaller towns where there's nothing to do.
There's just week one. Just week one.
All right.
Just week one. I mean, yeah, good idea.
All right. So my last question is. If you're successful in 2016, this part of my game did really well for me.
Putting.
Yeah.
Putting. Yeah.
I mean, I'm putting in your short game. It's inside 150 yards.
Awesome.
If that game is at its peak, I mean, people are untouchable who are flawless from 150 and in. Zach Johnson, Jordan Spieth. That's where the game's at. You can miss fairways. You can hit bad shots, but if you can salvage pars and take away big mistakes, take away bogeys and double bogeys, you're going to have a successful year on any tour you play on.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best in 2016. We'll be watching and we'll be keeping track of you.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.